and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is Cameron Middleton. I am filling in today for Carl and Linda, who for some reason seem to think they get a vacation, which actually at the end of a long year that it's been for not only the two of them, but for everybody else, I think is more than warranted. Welcome this morning to KCNR on Friday, December the 18th. KCNR Free Fire Radio, 96.5 and 1460 AM. I always forget the FM because I always listen on the AM band. I always have for a long time, but it's nice to have that, that FM station to have on here. And so before we get, to our great guest this morning at Haven Humane, our weather is brought to us today by Shasta Gas and Propane, where their customers are warm friends and great locally owned business operated here locally. They give senior discounts, veteran discounts, great entity, good local business. Jared, if you would, please.
It's currently 45 degrees here downtown. Today's going to be mostly sunny, a little foggy tonight with a high of 60, a low of 32. Tomorrow's going to be a little foggy in the morning, then it's going to be clear, high of 60, low of 35. Sunday's going to be sunny, high of 64, low of 36. And on Monday, it's going to be mostly sunny with a slight chance of showers on Monday night with a high of 62 and a low of 37.
Boy, it is getting a lot colder here, that's for sure. I think I had to get up late a couple of nights ago and go outside. Had a little problem with the Christmas lights, and boy, we could feel that 33, 34 degrees. It certainly makes a bit of a difference there. So with that, I want to get to our guests here this morning, really one of the great organizations in all of Shasta County and the work that they do, which is our local Haven Humane. Jim?
Good morning,
Jim. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Well, not bad at all. There's a rumor going around on Friday, but I have heard you can't always believe everything you hear on the radio. So,
that's for sure.
What can we do for you this morning, Jim? What have you got for us?
Let's see. Today I've got Chicklet. She is just an absolutely adorable little boxer mix. Black and white with a big white spot around her eye and that really cute overbite and the cheeks hanging over. Just the most adorable dog you can probably think of right now. Chicklet, we actually brought from a situation. She was abandoned in a home, overcrowded with other animals. She was the only dog there amongst a bunch of other types of animals, so we'd really love to get her out and into a forever home for the holidays this year.
I have to say, Chicklet is probably the one of the cutest names I've ever heard for a dog. I don't know who got to pick that one, but that was great.
Yeah, it's cute. It suits her, too. She's just a little Chicklet.
That's perfect. And, if somebody wants to reach out to you guys, how do they do that?
They can always reach us via the phone. That's 241-1653. They can get us on Facebook.com/HavenHumane or our website, havenhumane.org. We're doing everything by appointment right now, trying to keep that social distancing thing going on. So just give us a call before you come down here, and we'll help you kind of walk you through what we have available and try to find you someone suitable and make you an appointment to visit with that one.
And Jim, if you could, for the listeners, tell us where it is you're located. I know for a lot of people we hear, oh, hey, East Side Road, and people think that, that's quite a long stretch of road there. Whereabouts exactly are you?
Yeah, it sure is. It's broken up a bunch of times. Yes, it can be annoyingly hard to find sometimes. Our address is 7449 East Side Road. We're about almost a mile south of Wind River, kind of between Redding and Anderson.
Okay, and what is that? River Ranch, I think, is the...
Yeah, you're going to turn left on River Ranch, and right onto East Side.
Outstanding. And Jim, I'm just curious in terms of what you, you know, this is the holidays. You know, here we are. We're coming up, you know, on the holiday season. Are you guys seeing increased activity? Do you see decreased activity? You know, what does this time of year mean for Haven Humane?
You know, I have to say we're probably pretty steady throughout the holidays. You know, animals don't understand that we're all trying to celebrate stuff. Things keep happening, so our officers are always out. You know, there's still dogs getting out of their yard and cats having kittens and all that kind of stuff. So it's kind of a steady flow right through the holidays. And then in the summer, spring, that's when it really picks up and gets even busier for us. But yeah, we're still keeping busy throughout the rest of the year as well, including the holidays.
And Jim, if I might, you mentioned about in terms of animals getting out and that type of thing. I had my first experience with that in a very long time. Just about a week ago, my father-in-law came down from the Fall River area and needed a ride from my wife to get over to somewhere to have his car serviced. And he put his dog in our backyard. When he got back, of course, the dog was gone. And which instilled a good sense of panic in the whole family. And, you know, it wasn't until I subscribed to the local app that they have here next door where I really started to see that this happens quite a bit. I mean, there's a lost pet or a found pet at least on next door every day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have a, you know, through our Facebook page, right now we're trying to keep animals out of the shelter as much as we can because of all the COVID stuff. We're trying to make sure we maintain enough space for any kind of emergencies. So we're posting on our Facebook page every day, you know, half a dozen animals either found or lost that the community is trying to kind of help us find the owners for. And we recommend a lot of people to check their Nextdoor apps and Craigslist, other Facebook groups, try to you know, get a hold of those animals before they wind up at the shelter. Believe it or not, that's the last thing we want is animals coming here. We'd rather they avoid us altogether.
I hear you. And you know, the other thing too, I again being the holiday season, in terms of people, you know, getting pets as Christmas presents. And I know, I don't think my wife is listening just yet, so wanted to make sure she didn't hear that. But in terms of that happening, what are your recommendations for those that are thinking of doing that for the holidays?
Well, I recommend doing a gift certificate, so you can pay the adoption fee, basically, and give them a nice card with that in it, and that way they can come in their own time, pick the animal they want, so we're not making a guess for them. You know, we're not buying someone a puppy who, you know, really wants a senior dog who's just going to lay at their feet or that kind of thing. We don't like to surprise people with pets. Much rather just do a gift certificate and let them do it in their own time.
No, that makes a lot of sense, and I know that would be certainly a surprise in our house. We've been talking about it quite a bit lately, but since I have my 3-year-old son, I always tell my wife we already have one wild animal. I'm not sure that we need another just yet, but I know I'm not going to be able to hold her off that much longer. So we're going to be needing to come on down at some point here in the near future, I'm sure, and pick one out that my little boy is going to like and be able to agree with. So
that'd be great. We're looking forward to seeing you.
Wonderful, Jim. Well, thank you so much for calling in today. Really appreciate that and really appreciate the work that you do and Haven Humane does here in the county. I mean, it's an absolutely critical service. And I know, and you know, you get areas in major cities and other places where it's, you know, not as many people have pets, have animals, and have the need for something like you. In Shasta County, it is tremendous. And in terms of the acreage that is covered and everywhere, you know, the number of people here, I think probably in the minority as a household that does not have a pet of some kind here in Shasta County, here in Redding, Anderson, Shasta Lake, and certainly even in the outlying areas. You know, we've certainly learned from the fires how important you know, the animals here are, and what a great role Haven Humane plays. So I really thank you for that, Jim, and you guys have a great day down there, a great weekend, and a great rest of the holidays.
All right, Thanks. I appreciate the kind words. You have a happy holiday.
Thank you so much, Jim. Do appreciate it. So wonderful. And with that, we will go ahead and we're going to take a break here shortly, and then we're going to get back and discuss a few items of the day before we have our next guests on. So with that, once again, this is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Excitement and relief.
I would recommend the hotline, just knowing that there's someone to talk to vent to that tells you that you're not alone.
I hope it will bring parents closer together.
It's an awesome resource that we have available, and it already has been useful.
Things are different now, but I still love them probably even more than I did before it started.
Give us a call at 530-710-8609.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Reading Kia is proud to be a part of Holiday Salute this season. We love our veterans and we thank them for their service to our country. Command the season. Save on our new lineup of winter-ready vehicles, like the 2021 Kia Sportage and the 2021 Kia Seltos. Now with a 20-year, 200,000-mile limited powertrain warranty at no extra cost. Reading Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue. Come see us today. Happy Holidays. ReadingKia.com. Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a dental discount savings plan annual membership. The dental discount savings plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Excellent, Jared. Thank you so much. Great tunes. Really appreciate that. Welcome again to KCNR.
By now in New York City.
96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This is Cameron Middleton. I'm guest hosting this morning for Carl and Linda, who are on vacation at an undisclosed location. Anyway, having some well-deserved time off, and so glad they're able to get to do that. The two work so hard and get up down here early every morning to make sure we've got some good radio to listen to, and I know I've certainly been a fan since they started 11 years ago, and am so happy here that we have in Reading some good local radio. I know it's we've always had a shifting here locally over the years of you know, what really used to be, you know, our traditional source of information was always the local paper and the local television stations, and we've had our, and as time has gone on, we've now here in the last 10 years, especially 5 years, really moved towards social media. And in terms of what social media does and how it operates, there are certainly some positives. It's why it's so popular. But there's also some real negatives. And I think the one constant we've been able to enjoy over that time and even still today is having some good local radio and really understanding the importance of that and being able to talk to people in the community, whether it's Jim that we just had on from Haven Humane. We had the you know, the mayor of Anderson was on here recently, our sheriff, our you know, the Anderson city manager, you know, being able to speak with our local leaders and those that are here in our community making decisions, making an impact in one way or another. I think it's so important that we have this and we're able to have this. And certainly speaking to Jim here at Haven Humane gives us a bit of an insight into what we see, you know, daily, a good part of our daily lives, which is our pets, which is our animals, and seeing how important that is. I know one of the things that, you know, as we spoke with Jim about was seeing how important Haven Humane was with regards to our fires. And I see again this morning, we now have, speaking of our local paper, front page of this morning's local paper, really had a lot to do with the local fires that we've had here. And in terms of the Zog fire, see that there's now a lawsuit. More than 150 people have now joined in to sue PG&E over the deadly Zog fire. And, you know, certainly I think, you know, there may be some merit there. PG&E, obviously, after the campfire, major, major lawsuit, several of them. I mean, that was absolutely devastating. And after we have this here, the Zog fire here in Shasta County that we had this summer, which was very scary. And someone who lives on the, as someone who lives on the west side of town, I can tell you that had everybody's hair kind of standing up on the back of their neck trying to figure out, is this thing going to encroach back into Reading like the car fire did? And the car fire was certainly an interesting, you know, the aftermath and looking at that. I was out last week looking at showing some houses out in the old Shasta area, out in Shasta, California. And, you know, we get out in off Swayze, Victoria, and those areas. There's a lot of rebuilding. There's a lot that's going on, but it's taken some time. It's taken a couple years. There are still several that have not rebuilt. In fact, our rebuild numbers, while much, much higher than average here in Shasta County after the car fire, there's still about half the homes that have not been able to go and rebuild, start over for various reasons. A lot of people just moved away. Some put their lots up for sale. People just did not everybody wants to rebuild after something like that. And the part that you still see, of course, is the landscape. Anybody that's been out in that west side of town, western Shasta County, where the car fire hit, you can certainly see that devastation. And seeing it now with the Zog fire in that area, which was really, boy, when you look at a map, which I encourage anyone to do, and you look at the Zog fire, it was mostly the area, it went right around the edge of the car fire and burned, you know, some of the areas there in Igo and Ono, that had not been hit or quite affected. There was a little bit of overlap, but a lot of it was the areas that did not get hit in the car fire. And it's starting to make some of us, I think, wonder truly how much we have left to burn. And, of course, here in Shasta County, we've got, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of acres of, you know, timberland, brushland, that are very susceptible to these fires. And I think we all understand that with the lack of fuel management and what we have here, that we are going to be in a situation, I'm sure, even, you know, here more in the near future, where we're going to have some more of these. And I think it's a very interesting topic for us here in Shasta County, but particularly in the state of California, to look at number one, how we want to mitigate this. And the second one is, how do we go about, in these cases, making the people whole that are victims of these fires? And as a local real estate agent, I can tell you, hazard insurance, homeowners insurance in the rural areas is becoming a real problem. We've had a couple of homes here recently that have sold that we know about here out in the county that have one up near Shasta Lake and another one here out west of town. Literally were given quotes for insurance that were $12,000 a year. So if you think about that, that's $1,000 a month. And at today's interest rates, you're going to be able to borrow over $200,000 with that $1,000 a month. So literally, if you had a house that was $500,000, it's now worth $300,000 in essence because of the fact that the person that was planning on spending that amount of money before now has to put $1,000 a month towards insurance. Now, in some cases, it's not quite that extreme, but it's certainly substantial. And I know that there are some of our local elected officials, both at the county level and certainly too at the state level. Our state senator and state assemblywoman have certainly looked into that and are trying to find ways that we can come up with a set of standards so that if you do A, B, and C to your house and X, Y, and Z to your property, that you'll then be able to go out, go to an insurer, say, I have done these things, I've gotten them signed off on by a certified fire official, and have these insurance companies agree in advance that they will give you insurance to be able on the home if you have met those requirements. Because right now, really what we have is the California FAIR Plan. And for those that are not aware, the California FAIR Plan it's not good insurance. It's very, very expensive. It's much more expensive than it should be. And they just, I believe, approved a 13 or a 15% rate hike in the California FAIR Plan premium rates. And by doing that, keep in mind the California FAIR Plan, and while I'm not an insurance expert, it does have, all it really covers is your home. It doesn't cover contents. It doesn't cover liability. It doesn't cover so many of these other aspects that typical homeowners insurance would pay for. So number one, you're paying a very expensive rate for very cheap insurance, for insurance that does not cover much. Then you usually have to go to an insurer and then have that insurer say, okay, we're going to do a supplemental insurance policy above and beyond the California FAIR Plan, which then covers your contents. It covers liability. It covers all the other factors that the FAIR Plan doesn't cover, adding even more expense. And, you know, certainly when you have a situation, whether it be the Zog fire, the Camp fire, the Car fire, any of these major fires we've had up here that are catastrophic, where you're talking about, you know, hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands and thousands of homes and lives lost, there has to be at least some kind of coverage. And really in you know, the world we live in today, what it amounts to, it's a matter of pooling risk. And I think we certainly need to decide as a state how we want to do that. So, and eventually what you have to do is you have to replace those costs and spread it all out. So whether you spread that out to ratepayers, which is what PG&E just did. So they've gotten through at least some of these lawsuits with regarding the campfire. And I just read it. I think it was last week. They went ahead and did a massive rate increase, which I think everybody knew was coming. They wanted more, but the California Public Utilities Commission, which is a whole nother matter to be discussed, but the CPUC decided that they would at least try and cap those increases, but we're still talking double-digit increases. So at that point, we're either talking about whether it's going to be ratepayers, taxpayers, or premium payers. Either way, we are going to have to find a way here in Shasta County, state of California, how we're going to do that. So with that, I think we need to take a little bit of a break here. I think I need a refill on my 10:30 weight Valvoline coffee that Jared made this morning. And so with that, we'll take a little break. Again, KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
You win, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
At Golden Valley Bank, our mission is to create a truly unique local banking experience. We understand how important it is to be known and heard by your bank. That's why we take the time to connect with you and the community you live in. When you bank with us, we put your money back into our community by supporting local nonprofits who provide services for those that need it most. Golden Valley Bank, a bank built for business, a bank built for community, a bank built for you. Learn more at goldenvalley.bank. Member FDIC.
Are you concerned about an elder's safety? Shining Care's mission is to give compassionate support, expert guidance, and assistance to at-risk elders, disabled adults, as well as their loved ones to maintain safety and well-being, whether it be trouble remembering doctor recommendations, unwanted weight loss, or an unsafe living situation. The Shining Care team is here to help assist your family, providing you and your loved one with the support and guidance needed to safely stay at home by suggesting alternative solutions to make sure your loved one is safe and well. Whatever the concern, Shining Care is here to assist you in caring for your family member. We'll give expert guidance and connect you to suitable services and will help manage everything, making life easier for you to have quality time with your loved one and less time worrying if they are safe. For more information, please visit shiningcare.org.
Yes, it is Christmas time again. Here we are at KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is Cameron Middleton, guest hosting today for Carl and Linda. And thank you for that, Jared. Yes, we are 1 week till Christmas. That means 6 shopping days left. So I have to say this is a personal record for me. I have all my shopping done, and that means I am exactly 6 days ahead of schedule. So usually I'm one of those that waits till December 24th, goes to some of my local shops and checks them out before I do that Christmas shopping. With that, we have a caller on the line. Jared, who do we have?
Nick.
How you doing?
I think he wanted me to introduce you, Nick.
Oh, thank you so much.
Hey, at least I can do, Nick. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Everything's good with me, Cameron.
Good to hear it, pal.
You know, I came up with a thought when I was in third grade about Christmas and how to get out of shopping and that kind of stuff.
Ooh, do tell.
I got to thinking that it didn't make any sense to behave 364 days. On the offhand chance, some fat guy in a red suit's going to slide down the chimney and leave you school clothes from Kmart. So I just raise hell all year long, and I kind of rest up on Christmas Day.
You know, I absolutely believe you, 100%. And, you know, frankly, you do have to run the odds on that one.
Hey, you know, you were talking about the fire dangers and stuff, and I was curious. You're kind of in the know kind of guy. How is Jackson Baker's lawsuit against the city of Reading for not maintaining their space and causing his subdivision to burn down? How's that going? Have you heard anything on that?
It is still progressing. So they are going through a lot of the discovery phase right now, and I have talked to some people about that. And, you know, I find it's a very interesting lawsuit. They have a ton of plaintiffs. And I think, you know, and they're talking about a very large sum of money that is being sued for here. And if I recall correctly, the lawsuit is against both the city of Reading and Caltrans, because of the point of ignition there was along the highway on 299. And so that's really who they've been going after. And of course, something of this size and scale. You know, the city attorney is kind of running point on this, but they have to hire outside counsel. So with this many plaintiffs, which my understanding now numbers in the hundreds, again, we're talking about 150 there with the Zog fire. It's well more than that here with the lawsuit against the city. And, of course, from the city standpoint, they're really having to weigh whether or not, you know, how they're going to go about this, because if they see a complete loss on this and end up with a very large judgment, this is the type of thing that can affect the city, you know, dramatically. I mean, our general fund budget's north of $80 million, and, you know, when you're talking about a lawsuit in the hundreds of millions of dollars, that can become a real problem.
Well, you know, if the city loses this lawsuit, they might have to go and ask for their electric $250 electric rebate back from the taxpayers.
They might. And, you know, this is the type of thing, too, where you know, they would have to start looking at assets like that. And frankly, you know, people say, well, the city can just declare bankruptcy and get out of that. It's not exactly how it works. And one of the big issues that you have as a city like ours with its own electric utility is that we have assets, substantial assets. And so, you know, when you start looking at something of that size, you have to start talking about asset liquidation. You can't just declare bankrupt when you have a whole bunch of assets.
That's absolutely right. But, you know, the city is awfully delinquent about cleaning up their fire danger. You know, there's still limbs on the ground around my house here on city property from the snow we had a couple years ago.
No, that's correct. And I know there have been some areas where they have tried to implement some cleanup and some other, you know, tried to do some brush removal and some fire preparedness. And this has certainly gotten their attention, and they're at least moving in that direction. But I think most everyone can agree that there was very little, if no action, prior to the fire.
Well, it's my opinion they're moving like a snail.
Well,
I was awfully disappointed that Adam didn't get reelected, and you know, Julie, she, I suspect, got an awful lot of votes from her church up there, Bethel. But one of her points was that the city had cleaned up 85 acres of fire danger and had the goats. And she took credit for the idea, having the goats eating the tinder and stuff like that. And that is absolutely ridiculous. I read someplace, I think the city's got well over 1,000 acres in the city of Redding, and it's all overgrown. Cleaning up 85 acres is like walking out in the middle of a field and picking up a couple blades of grass and calling it a fire break.
Yeah, and certainly it's 62 square miles. I'm trying to do the math in my
Yeah, I was head. Thinking it was something like that. And, you know, it's not just the city of Redding. I remember when I was about 12 years old going to Shingletown for the first time, and it was an overgrown mess then. That is like, geez, that's 60 years ago, you know, 50, 55 years ago. And nothing has changed. Nothing has taken fire danger. Nobody has taken it serious, except your private land companies like Sierra Pacific and some of those outfits.
You're right on that, Nick. I'll tell you what, there was a property we sold recently in Viola. And a gorgeous cabin right there on Bailey Creek, just off, I'm trying to, Brokoff Meadows Road. And it was on over 20 acres, gorgeous piece. But it was very interesting because it bordered, and the house was, you could throw a baseball and hit Sierra Pacific land. And when you looked at that land, they had that exceptionally well managed. And while the fire insurance on that house ended up being $12,000 a year, you did at least, and I think the buyers were able to have, you know, a certain peace of mind that at least the large swath of property to their east was in fact managed well. And you could see that that was managed well. And I did see that in Shingletown, of course, the one that obviously has taken this seriously at least a little bit lately was Caltrans and Cal Fire. And they did do that clearing along 44. But all that's going to do is make it tougher for the fire to either start on the highway or cross the highway. But if you're on either side of Shingletown, you know, I think if you go by drive down 44 and you get to Lake McCumber Road right there, there are about 9 real estate signs right there at the corner with arrows pointing in because there's so many houses for sale over there in Shingletown. And I think for a lot of people, the factor is they want to get out of that fire danger. And to just, I kind of did the quick math on it here. And City of Redding has about 40,000 acres total. So if you figure that 400 acres would be 1% of the city, so if you're talking 80 acres, that's about 0.2 of, you know, 2/10 of 1%.
I'd be ashamed to
all the land in Redding. Right?
Getting back to Shingletown and up there, you know, I've been up through there and I saw that fire break. If a fire's crowning, that's not even going to slow it down. And the fuel that they took out, the understory and the ladder fuels, it's my experience, they don't keep that up. So in 5 years, it's going to be grown back up. You know, they cut off the conifers and they die. But when they cut off manzanita or a chickypin or oak, the roots live and they should shoot up shoots. And they grow twice as fast as normal. And, you know, those fire breaks need to be kept up.
You're absolutely right, and that's the thing, is this isn't a matter of going through and clearing everything once. This has got to be an ongoing program. It's kind of like the Golden Gate Bridge. You know, once they start on one end and paint it until they get to the other end. As soon as they get to the other end, they've got to go back to the beginning and paint it again. And
I talked to a guy one time that painted ships, big ships, oil tankers and that. And he said they always made sure they left a little rust so they'd have another job in 4 or 5 years. And I wouldn't be surprised if the Golden Gate Bridge might be in the same boat.
Do you remember
the Ponderosa fire? I think that started down around Mineral.
Yes.
And shot up through Shingletown. And I was told the only reason they managed to get that out is they were able to run a fire line from one Sierra Pacific clear cut to another. Otherwise, they'd have never been able to stop it.
I believe that. I absolutely do. And I think certainly this is going to be something that's going to be a primary issue here. And, Nick, I appreciate you taking the time to call in today and go over this. You know, there's a question on here about why not Whiskeytown and Shasta County not included in that lawsuit, which I think is a very good question, and I think one we can probably go ahead and get back to here after the break. But, Nick, thanks again. I appreciate you calling, and we'll hear from you soon.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Nick.
Bye.
All right. Excellent. Well, thanks for the call, Nick. Do appreciate it. And with that, I think we're going to go ahead and take a little break here. Again, this is Cameron Middleton filling in for Carl and Linda Bott this morning. And we will be back shortly. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Thank you.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
Hey there, we're Armstrong and Getty. Check out our show on the new 2019 lineup on KCNR 1460 AM and soon to be 96.5 FM.
That's 9 to 12 daily.
To me, hope is excitement and relief.
I would recommend the hotline, just knowing that there's someone to talk to vent to that tells you that you're not alone.
I hope it will bring parents closer together.
It's an awesome resource that we have available, and it already has been useful.
Things are different now, but I still love them probably even more than I did before it started.
Give us a call at 530-710-8609.
Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash coupons, or choose from four different car wash packages. Car washes start at just $9, or you can choose from a variety of car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free, or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
She knows too well there's something going on. All right. Jared, excellent job. The one job I know I could not do that well. Jared always picks great tracks here to get us back on the air after these breaks. I don't know how he does it and comes up with this many every day, day in, day out. Welcome back. KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Free Fire Radio. This is Cameron Middleton, guest hosting this morning for Carl and Linda Bott. And thank you so much, Nick, for the phone call and going over some of these issues with regards to fire. We're going to get started a little bit early, and I want to go over a couple of things in the chat. But our normal 8 o'clock hour this morning is House of Realty, and usually it would be my father and I, Bruce, on here starting at 8. But since I started at 7 and he's an early riser. He got down here early this morning. I did want to welcome Bruce Middleton, co-owner of House of Realty, and he's been there. I don't know if I'm even allowed, Dad, to say how many years you've been at House of Realty.
Well, it's about 38 now, and my partner and brother Rob has been there, I think, 45. So between the two of us, it's well over 80.
I just didn't want anybody doing the math, Dad, trying to be careful.
We both started in our teens.
Yeah, that's not quite true. So, great to have you on. Always glad to do this hour and go over some of the things here pertaining to real estate. And we were talking earlier, too, about fire insurance and what this is doing to the real estate market. And I wanted to get into it. I just mention a couple of things here. We're just kind of going through the chat. There were a couple of points made. One, which I thought was a very interesting one here. Someone put in and asked about why Whiskeytown Park and Shasta County were not named in the lawsuit. And that's a very good question. I've wondered that myself. And full disclosure, I wear a number of hats in the community. One of them is as a City of Reading Planning Commissioner. And while when we have individual issues that come up and approach us at the Planning Commission on individual projects, we take fire and things into account. But as a Planning Commissioner, I have no direct knowledge or official knowledge or anything regarding the lawsuit with the City of Reading or anything else. What I hear with regards to that is just from other people I talk to in the community. And I've always wondered that, why where this fire really took off and where it got its start and really where the train picked up speed, if you will, was in Whiskeytown Park and was in the county. My contention's always been by the time it hit the city, the thing was an F2 tornado that was, as it crossed the city limits and crossed the Sacramento River, really wasn't, and yeah, there may have been some brush and some things there, but boy, the train was kind of off the tracks at that point and barreling into the city of Reading. And so I've always really wondered why that hasn't been the case. But that, of course, is up for the lawyers to decide. And the other one, too, and I think it's an important one to point out. Someone in here as well put down that, property owners also need to be responsible for clearing their land as well. And I do think that's critical. I think anybody that has, that owns property, whether you're in the county, in the city, anywhere, you do have a certain responsibility, not just to yourself, but to your neighbor, to keep that property, as fire safe as possible. And we see it all the time. Dad, I know you can comment on it. We go out into the county and other areas and really see some of these properties that are exceptionally well maintained and that are ready for a fire. Then we see other ones that are an absolute mess. There's debris everywhere. They're overgrown. We take one look at some of these properties and turn right around and go, this is just a fire trap.
Yeah, I heard you talking about the California Fair Plan earlier, and And, you know, these insurance companies get on Google and look from overhead and look at that property. And there are insurance companies now that are not insuring certain rural properties. And Cal Fair Plan is expensive. And as you pointed out, doesn't include personal property or liability. And so you need supplemental insurance. And so it's very expensive. And I think that's affecting the prices on rural properties. You mentioned the property up in Viola that we had sold. Their hazard insurance was over $1,000 a month. And then, ironically, being on Bailey Creek, the corner of the deck was in the floodplain. So the insurance company required flood insurance, which was almost $300 a month. So the people that bought that property were looking at $1,300 a month in insurance alone. And you add property taxes and a mortgage and whatever. And, you know, it's expensive. And I think it's affecting prices in the rural, you know, areas. And I think builders are taking a look at that. And do they want to spec a house that's outside the city limits, and especially on the west side of town where everything's in a high fire hazard area, you know, the cost. So, yeah, it certainly affected everything. Yeah.
Well, and I mean, in terms of investments being made, that was the other headline in today's front page of today's paper, was that the county bought the Shara Dunlap Sawyer building down on, I think it's technically Lockheed, but right off of Airport and Knighton for a, you know, for emergency operations. And I think, you know, we look at years ago, to have an emergency operations building in Shasta County probably wasn't necessary. Now we look at it as something that we have to have because, you know, and again, look at all the natural disasters we've had recently, but certainly in terms of what we had, you know, I remember the fires in 08. You managed that building, the old Lumber 84 building. It's now Rare Air up on Highway 44. That had to be commandeered by the FEMA and the U.S. Forest Service. They came in and set up an entire base of operations there to manage the fires complexes in 08. And we thought that was bad at the time. Now, of course, we've got, you know, after the Car fire, now we've got the Zog fire, Delta fire, Hertz fires. I mean, you know, Nick mentioned Ponderosa. We've obviously had, you know, Fountain fire, Jones fire. You know, it's certainly a reality for us up here. And, you know, in terms of, you know, having to clear that property, personally, I think it's very important. The other one too, Dad, and I wanted to, you see more of this even than I do, but, you know, we've got a lot of these residential buyers, people that are coming in from out of the area and other people, you know, even just locals that want to buy something. We're starting to run into it as well, and it's a direct result of this. People asking constantly, is that house in the city limits? I only want to see houses in the city limits.
Yeah, that's true. You know, people want city utilities. Over the years, I've seen so many people come up from the Bay Area, and they want room. They want elbow room because they've been confined to an extent down below, and they want 3 acres or 5 acres. And it's always been kind of amusing to me is that 6 months after I sell them a property, I'll come out to see them and see how they're doing, and I see this fence about 200 feet behind the house, and I'm going, well, that's interesting. And they said, well, you know, we enjoy the quiet and we like having the land, but we don't want to have to maintain it all. And so they short fence the property. And I've seen that happen time and time again. But they do come up here and they look for rural properties because, you know, they're coming from such a dense population area where, you know, they're on a tiny lot. They want to come up and have some elbow room. And we're seeing an influx of people coming from the Bay Area, obviously, and being able to work from home. And I read recently where rental rates have dropped over 30% in the city of San Francisco. And then we're also seeing that recently in Silicon Valley, you know, Hewlett Packard announced that they're going to move their headquarters to Texas, and then Oracle just came out, and they're going to move their headquarters to Austin. And so, and then also reading an article where the population has decreased. There are more people moving out than moving in. So We're certainly going to get some people from that area, and which, you know, is a whole different story as far as our pricing and whatever. They come up here and they think that San Andreas Fault's up here. They want to know what's wrong with the property. It's too cheap.
Yeah. No, that reminds me. You had the lady years ago that bought the house up here from the Bay Area for $400,000 and started crying right at the end.
Yeah. What's the matter? Yeah.
So, yeah, she thought you couldn't believe you could buy something like this in this day and age for $400,000. All right, we're going to take a break and be back in just a few. KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Supreme Court dismissing as premature a challenge to President Trump's plan to exclude people living in the country illegally from the population count. It, of course, used to allot state seats in the House of Representatives. But the court's decision this morning may not be its last word on the matter, and it's not clear whether Mr. Trump will receive numbers from the Census Bureau before he leaves office in about a month. Vice President Pence and his wife, Karen, receiving the COVID vaccination this morning. Mr. Pence used the occasion to praise the first responders. FDA's Dr. Doran Fink says the agency is now looking into why some medical workers got sick after taking the Pfizer vaccine.
While the totality of data at this time continue to support vaccinations under the Pfizer EUA without new restrictions, these cases underscore the need to remain vigilant during the early phase of the vaccination campaign.
Meanwhile, the FDA moving quickly to authorize a second COVID-19 vaccine after a key advisory panel endorsed the vaccine from Moderna. Also at townhall.com, more states joining an escalating effort to prove Google has been abusing its power.
Their behaviors were clearly anti-competitive by developing exclusionary contracts with the original equipment manufacturers, the phone manufacturers, saying that their products had to be exclusively identified on those products. Their exclusive contracts in order to be the default search system with Apple.
Nebraska Attorney General Doug Peterson. There's no deal yet on Capitol Hill. At stake, a $1 trillion COVID-19 relief package. The main holdup, well, it just depends on who you ask. But officials are hoping to have a deal by the weekend. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-461-8937. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-461-8937 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-461-8937 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-461-8937.
A verdict is due now in the trial of an Islamic State terrorist who was stopped in his effort to attack a French train 5 years ago when he was tackled by three American passengers.
The prosecution has asked for life in prison for Ayoub Al-Hassani, charged with attempted terrorist murder. The Moroccan-born Al-Hassani, who was armed with an arsenal of weapons, claimed in court that he changed his mind about carrying out the attack, although he seriously wounded a French-American passenger who had grabbed his Kalashnikov. Three alleged accomplices were tried with Al-Hassani in a heavily guarded courtroom. I'm Zaria Shakli.
Russian President Vladimir Putin continues to reject allegations the Kremlin was behind the poisoning of a top foe. He's now blaming U.S. intelligence agencies. An elite draft of Iraq's state budget sent Iraqis into a panic as it confirmed the government's intentions to devalue their national currency. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. An international sports court upholding sanctions against Russia proposed last year by the World Anti-Doping Agency in a landmark case that accused Moscow of state-ordered tampering of a testing lab database. But as BBC correspondent Alex Kapsik reports, the penalties are significantly reduced.
Russian athletes will be allowed to compete at these international events, but they'll have to prove that they are not linked to any historic or current doping cases. They'll have to promise not to fly a Russian flag at these games or the World Cup, to sing the anthem. And then if they're chosen by the federations involved, they will be allowed to compete. But they will compete as neutral athletes. We had this at the Pyeongchang Winter Games in South Korea in 2018 when a team called the Olympic Athletes of Russia were allowed to compete, but they weren't allowed to compete in the Russian colors. There was no.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the 8 o'clock hour. This is Cameron Middleton filling in for Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And I've got Bruce Middleton here, my father from House of Realty. This is our normal 8 o'clock hour, but we had Dad come on a little bit early and getting into a few things. And so we've got a great question on the chat this morning that I cannot wait to answer. Someone asked in here that they looked on Zillow and saw their Zestimate for their house. And the house said it was worth $325,000, but that the house up the street, which is way more upgraded, all the modifications, sold for $245,000 a few months ago. Similar, same square footage, you know, a couple other discrepancies, but pretty similar. We run into this all the time. And you ask just about any local realtor what they think about Zillow, and make sure you got a cup of coffee and you're sitting down, because they're going to take some time, talk your ear off, and tell you how much they dislike Zillow. Zillow can be very inaccurate and is often very inaccurate, especially in this area. The way Zillow works and the way that they do these estimates is they use a mathematical algorithm. And it's supposed to apply everywhere. And what they do is they take county tax records, county information. So when a house records and it sells, it gives you the number of bedrooms and bathrooms, the number of the amount of the square footage, and, you know, maybe if it has a pool, they'll have a, you know, some information on the house in those county tax records. The thing about Zillow is that it is, you know, it started in the Bay Area, started, I believe, in San Francisco. And the market works differently in large cities than it does in suburban and rural areas. When you go to, say, San Francisco, location is the biggest factor. So you can't really, an appraiser down in the Bay Area or in San Francisco wouldn't compare a house to another house that was, say, 3-4 blocks away, because you can go from one neighborhood to another, go from Knob Hill to Pacific Heights or South of Market or whatever. You can go to different areas down in San Francisco, and you end up with entirely different prices because you happen to be in the boundaries of that neighborhood or on that particular street. So it takes location into account at to a far higher degree than an appraiser locally would. So I always use like Quail Ridge or, you know, something like a neighborhood like that in Redding as an example. So you're in a neighborhood, a large neighborhood subdivision here in Redding. And of mostly tract homes that were all built in phases, they were built around the same time, same square footage, you know, one of only a few different designs on same size lots, very comparable. And say your house, you have done a ton to it. You've put in a gorgeous backyard, spent a fortune. Waterfalls, plants, everything. It's beautifully done. On the inside, you've done a tremendous job. You've upgraded the whole house. New paint, new roof, new this, new that. You've got granite countertops, gilded toilet seats, name it. You've just done an impeccable job on this house. The house next door has been this terrible foreclosed on property that has holes in the walls. Everything, all the fixtures have been stripped out. It's in terrible shape. But it sells, say, for, let's call it $200,000 and it's absolutely in disrepair. Zillow is going to say that your house next door to it is worth $200,000 because the house next door went for that. An appraiser here locally would say, listen, I'm going to take the house three or four blocks away, maybe even further, that is very similar to yours that shows that your house is worth $300,000 and would do that accordingly. And the opposite is also true. If the very nice house sold next door to the one that was almost a teardown, on county tax records, they look exactly alike. And so Zillow will say that your house is only worth $200,000 when, in fact, it's worth $300,000. So that's really the problem, the primary problem with Zillow and why it can be so inaccurate. And we try and tell people all the time, oh, but hey, Zillow says my house is worth this. Zillow is guessing. Zillow will never be able to tell you. An algorithm based out of a company in San Francisco does not look at your home, that has no idea of the area, is not going to be able to tell you how much someone will pay for your house. And I think the other one, too, we always try and point out is people see on Zillow, it's in pre-foreclosure. It's going to be a foreclosure. I want to buy that house. I think I'm going to get some kind of great deal on it because Zillow put a low number on it and it says it's pre-foreclosure. Again, Zillow's guessing. They see that there has been some activity. Something has been recorded at the county, whether it was a notice of default, whether it was a list pendants, whether it was a trustee sale, or any number of things that may trigger Zillow to say it's a pre-foreclosure doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be foreclosed on, nor that it's going to come on the market, nor that it's going to be on the market at the price that Zillow says. And we get that phone call almost daily from somebody that says, hey, I'm seeing this on Zillow. I want to buy it. Dad,
that's been an issue for a long time. And people say, well, Zillow says my house is worth this. And it's unkept and not even close. But they don't want to hear that. But it's been an issue, and we deal with that all the time. When we show them comps and say, okay, this is close to what you have here, and this is sold for this, and this is listed for this. And most of them come around, but you know, some of them have stars in their eyes and think, oh, my God, I'm going to hit a home run here, when, in fact, that is not the case.
Yeah. And really, if you want to know how much your house is worth, call a realtor. Call an agent. They can help you. They will be able to give you a ballpark on what you should list it for. None, you know, that's different than what it will sell for. And, you know, the other one, too, if you really want a good, accurate estimate, call an appraiser. We work really well. We talked with them yesterday. Sprinkle Appraisals is one that we use very frequently here in town. They give us a great report, which we'll cover here in the next segment, about sales information and give us an idea of some average prices and things here in Reading. Bob and Tiffany Sprinkle, but give them a call. Call an appraiser, call a realtor, use somebody local that understands the market.
Well, it's an expense, but you figure, okay, I'm going to pay $400 or $500 for an accurate appraisal. You might think your house is worth $220 when in fact it's worth $245. So that $400 or $500 is money well spent. You know, you don't want to undersell, but also you don't want to put it on the market and hope to get this number. I mean, you can list a house at any price, but do you want to list it or do you want to sell it?
Yeah, and then we run into that constantly. In fact, we've chatted about one here just the other day, and same thing. It's, you know, you can go ahead and list a teardown for $1 million. It doesn't mean you're going to get any buyers. So, it really pricing on a home when you're going to sell it is really one of the most critical factors. You can market it well. We do. Many other agents in town do. You can market it well. You can get it out there. But buyers are savvier than people think. And sometimes people hope they're just going to get that one buyer that has no idea about the market and is just going to grossly overpay for their house. That is the exception, not the rule. And to put your house out there and do that can be a problem. The other thing too, you always want to factor in your monthly payments. How much is it going to cost you to keep the house on the market at a higher price when you're going to spend 3 months on taxes, insurance, and mortgage payments and maintenance to find out you're going to have to lower it in the 3 month period of time anyway? So, getting that accurate figure is really critical. And, if you have one takeaway from today, it's don't use Zillow to value your home. Yeah, couldn't agree more on that one. So, thank you very much for that question. It's a good question, and I love how you put on here as well. You bought it for $170. It was an old tweaker house, had to redo all the baths and replace the interior doors because the police had kicked them in during a raid. Exactly what we're talking about. Zillow will not know that there was a raid by the police on the tweaker house. And that's something an agent or an appraiser will be able to see much more easily than Zillow can. So as soon as Zillow gets their algorithms up to date enough to be able to tell you when you're having when it's a tweaker house or not, I think that's probably when they'll get a little bit more reliability. Until then, I think we're in trouble. So with that, we're going to go ahead and take another break here, pay the bills. Once again, Bruce and Cameron Middleton, KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio.
I had to escape, the city was sticky and cruel. Maybe I should have called you first, but I was dying.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Don't give up on your tomorrow. At Shasta College, we're offering more 8-week compressed classes, more online support, and more financial aid to help with life, not just textbooks and tuition. Whether it's online or in person, we'll continue to teach, encourage, and inspire, just like we have for over 70 years. Spring classes start January 19th. Enroll at shastacollege.edu. Start your tomorrow today.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
To me, hope is excitement and relief.
I would recommend the hotline just knowing that there's someone to talk to vent to that tells you that you're not alone.
I hope it will bring parents closer together.
It's an awesome resource that we have available, and it already has been useful.
Things are different now, but I still love them probably even more than I did before it started.
give us a call at 530-710-8609.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
We are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenning.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique ability. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, 820 here on a Friday morning. And no, the rumor is out that it is Friday. That is correct. You can't believe everything you see on cable news anymore, but you can believe it if you hear it on the radio. Welcome back. This is Cameron Middleton along with Bruce Middleton here from House of Realty. Good morning, Coley. I hear you're listening on the radio. Wanted to, you know, we were talking here a little bit about valuation with the last, you know, that what we had on the chat here. And, you know, I think one of the questions here that was also brought up in the chat was, is the crime issue here in Reading causing any effect to valuations, you know, of homes here? And that's a really a tough one to assess. I would say probably not on the whole is it affecting home values here in Reading. I think it can affect it depending upon neighborhood or specific locations. And we almost see that a little bit maybe more in the commercial market than we do the residential. But in terms of valuations, I would say it's a pretty – it's a low factor from a valuation standpoint.
Yeah, I think that's true. I, you know, 20, 30 years ago, and still today, newcomers ask about the crime rate. And for years, I would just say it's not a big factor here. We're going back to the 80s and 90s, and you know, I would say, hey, no, we have a low crime rate. You know, that's changed over the years. The homeless situation, the lack of jail space, it has changed. And, but then, you know, conversely, people coming from Sacramento, it's certainly no better that, you know, there than it is here or the Bay Area or whatever. But I mean, it's a sign of the times. But for years, it was easy to say, no, you know, you can leave your car unlocked at night, and I know people, you know, that would leave their doors unlocked at night and whatever, and you certainly wouldn't do that today. So, you know, times have changed, but I think, you know, when you look at other locations, we're certainly not, you know, any worse off than they are, but yeah. So it's a factor, though. People do ask.
Yeah, they do, and I think, if anything, it used to be a selling point. It used to be something we could say about Reading.
Yeah, absolutely.
And anymore, it's just not a selling point, obviously, that we point out. You know, that said, we still are seeing substantial increases, you know, right now in valuations here in Redding. We really were, I think all of us have been surprised about what's happened with the housing market, especially since COVID hit back in March. You know, we've really been able to see two. The first thing is our inventory has dropped, and we're back down again under 500 homes on the Shasta MLS. And, you know, that means we're at about half of what we were last year. And by having that reduction, and I think that reduction is due to a lot of factors. People want to stay in their homes. They're good. They're secure. Or if they're good, they're secure. They're figuring, hey, why go out right now and move around? And we've got the security of our home. We like our home. Let's just stay put. Some people don't want people coming through their house and walking around in their house and taking a look at it, random strangers in the COVID era. But at the same time, I think interest rates dropping has increased that. And so we have seen some real increases in values here in Redding, in the Shasta County area, since, you know, really April, May.
Yeah, I think I read recently where year to year, I think we're up a little over 8%, which is not unhealthy. I remember back in 05, 06, 07, I think Redding led the nation in appreciation one year at 23%. And that is not a healthy market. You know, that's something that you can't sustain. And I remember first-time buyers asking me, you know, what do you think? And I think, well, this house is way too high. And it's not going to maintain that value. I think at that point in time in the garden tract, you couldn't buy anything for less than $200 a foot. And, you know, that was not a healthy market. I think 7-8% in the last couple of years, it's been around 6. And that's a healthy market. I think right now the market is rate driven. I think 38 years ago when I sold my first house, it was 12.75%, and they were happy to get it for less than 13. Jimmy Carter had been president. The prime, I think, had hit 24. So I never, in my wildest dreams, thought we'd ever see a market where 30-year fixed loans were under 3%. And they are currently. I don't know whether there are any lenders listening this morning, but they want to call in with current rates. But I think I saw 2.65 on a 30-year fixed, and 15 was around 2.25, and that's, you know, in retrospect, looking back 35 years ago, whatever, that's almost like free money. And there are people that are, you know, upsizing, and now's the time to do it, or refinancing, and you know, that is such a great rate, and I think that's driving the market to an extent. That, you know, compiled with the fact that there's very few listings is certainly driving the market, and I think 2021 is going to be pretty much more of the same. They're not indicating that they're going to, you know, play with the rates much, and there is substantial building going on in Redding. But, you know, those homes, new homes, are, you know, very few are under 400,000, and most are around 500,000. And so, you know, there's only, you know, certain amount of people that can buy those. But, you know, affordable housing, I think, is a term that we hear often, but it's not easy to build affordable housing. With fees, permits, lumber prices are through the roof, so material cost, and we don't have enough tradespeople right now. You know, a lot of them left during the Great Recession, and right now it's hard to get subs, and, you know, there's a competition, and so they can charge more. And, you know, most of these new houses or a custom house is cost plus 10% or whatever, because they're fluctuating so much and going up. So it's an interesting market, but I think 2021 is going to, you know, be real comparable to 2020. And I do expect an influx of people from out of the area looking for, you know, cheaper housing than, say, in the Bay Area.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be apparent that more of those will follow. I think, as you mentioned earlier, that 30% number, that major reduction in rents in San Francisco is a huge indicator. And I think what we're seeing demographically here, too, we're seeing an exodus out of the larger, a lot of the larger cities. The one thing I think we have to factor in, though, here in Redding is we're also seeing a bit of an exodus out of California, period. And we will have people that are going to move out of, that are in San Francisco or in the Bay Area, who will move to outlying cities in California like Redding. So if they can work remotely from Redding, but they need to drive down to the Bay Area, say, you know, a couple of times a month, that makes it convenient. For those that can really move out of state, they're doing it. Whether they're moving to Idaho, whether they're moving to Nevada, we're seeing a lot to Arizona, you know, Utah, some of these other states, Texas. People are really moving out of the state as well. So I think in past years we've gotten people from L.A., Bay Area, Sacramento, that when there was an exodus from those cities, those metropolitan areas, they moved, a lot of them moved here. Now we're getting more of a fraction of them. We're getting some, but not all of them. So it's not the way it quite worked in the past. But, yeah, I think we're going to see some steady appreciation through 2021. Certainly, I think looking at some of the governmental decisions, rent moratoriums, foreclosure moratoriums, those types of things, relief packages, which looks like we have another one coming from Congress here, potentially, they're at least getting a lot closer, are going to be factors as well in terms of what happens, not only with the economically speaking, but with the housing market as well. So, with that, let's take one more break here. Once again, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Cameron Middleton and Bruce Middleton from House of Realty on this morning. And we will be right back in just a short while.
Up on the housetop, reindeer paws. Out jumps good old Santa Claus. Down through the chimney with lots of toys. All for the little ones' Christmas joys.
Ho, ho, ho.
Who wouldn't go?
Ho, ho, ho.
Who wouldn't go? Up on the housetop, click, click, click. Down through the chimney with old Saint Nick.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer.
Rest easy. With the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Will it help with her snoring?
I snore.
Does Rudolph have a red nose?
Yes, it can be gently raised on either side to help relieve snoring.
So you can really promise better sleep.
Not promise, prove. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing. Ends Monday. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Redding Kia is proud to be a part of Holiday Salute this season. We love our veterans and we thank them for their service to our country. Command the season. Save on our new lineup of winter-ready vehicles, like the 2021 Kia Sportage and the 2021 Kia Seltos. Now with a 20-year, 200,000-mile limited powertrain warranty at no extra cost. Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue. Come see us today. Happy Holidays. RedingKia.com.
Table Games gives back at Wind River Resort and Casino. $40,000 is up for grabs. Play 10 hours each week to qualify. $5 minimum bet. We're giving away stacks of cash. $10,000 every Thursday. Two $5,000 winners. For all the details, visit our friendly dealers at the 21 Pit. End 2020 with a pocket full of cash. Drawings Thursdays at 9 p.m. We provide a safe, comfortable, and fun gaming experience at Wind River Resort and Casino. $40,000 Table Games gives back. WindRiver.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Dan's Optical would like to pay special tribute to our veterans who exemplify in their duties the spirit of Christmas with the giving of their service to our country. Let us recognize the service and their sacrifices and take the opportunity to thank all the talented and dedicated veterans for their commitment to our country by wishing them and their families a very Merry Christmas.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Love it, Jared. Too good. Your talk radio, free fair radio, Cameron Middleton here today, guest hosting for Carl and Linda Bott, and Bruce Middleton here, my father, guest today from House of Realty, and going over our real estate hour. But before that, just wanted to give a quick shout out to a couple of our sponsors, Bastiani Arms. You know, great outfit. I do have to give them a quick shout out. My wife surprised me earlier this year with a wonderful new rifle from Bastiani Arms that I got a great buck with this season, and they were very helpful throughout the whole process. Made it very easy on her, and got us an absolutely excellent rifle. Wanted to say thank you to Bastiani Arms for that, and also thank you to my wife for the wonderful rifle. Also wanted to make a quick mention here, too, of some of the dates in history. I want to thank a friend of mine, Chet Sunday, for sending me these this morning. Wanted to announce a couple on air. 1935, this was the day that Babe Ruth retired. In my opinion, the greatest baseball player of all time, probably would have made the Hall of Fame as a pitcher. And, of course, was the greatest slugger of all time. Also, today is the 400th year anniversary of the Mayflower landing at Plymouth, Massachusetts. So that's not something you come across every day. With that, again, we have Bruce Middleton here from House of Realty, and wanted to, you know, we were going over some things here with regards to local real estate, talking about the demographics, the shifts, people coming into town, out of town, you know, what some of the major influences are on the residential market. And, of course, you know, we have a lot going on here as well on the commercial real estate market in Reading. And, Dad, you're one of the foremost experts on commercial real estate in town. What are some of the things you're seeing?
Well, you know, what I find interesting is that Stillwater Park right now has more activity than obviously it's had. It's been, what, 11, 12 years since they actually opened that. Pace Engineering is building, and they've started construction out there. But I understand that there are a number of parcels out there in escrow. And so that's good news. I mean, I was there for the ribbon cutting. Mike Pohlmeier was the mayor at the time and did that. I think that's been like 12 years ago and whatever, and there was a lot of anticipation. You know, that thing took 10 years to that ribbon cutting. And unfortunately, the recession hit during that period of time, and there was really no activity. We talk about California and the large companies moving out, you know, despite the non-user-friendly, you know, what California represents at this point in time. They've done extremely well with Silicon Valley and everything else. But, you know, they're talking about raising taxes again. And I think they talk about the 1% producing 30% of the income for the state. That 1% can very well move out if it behooves them. And so sure, I think we're at a kind of a breaking point here that instead of additional taxes, I think we need to become more user-friendly and keep that industry and let them hire additional people, et cetera. So it'll be interesting what happens. But I think that activity at Stillwater Park is very encouraging. I know I was listening yesterday or the day before on this show, and they were talking about the manufacturing company coming to Anderson that's going to create a couple of hundred jobs, and you know, so that is all good news, and so we're looking for more of that. But you know, finally, you know, unfortunately, we were calling it Still Waiting Park, but you know, now there's a lot of activity, and that's encouraging.
No, absolutely. And I think, you know, I look back at the last year as well on the Planning Commission. We've had a lot of activity, a lot of projects that have come before us, a lot number of whether it be subdivisions, commercial properties, seeing a lot of storage shed activity. And that, you know, you've got to have, you know, at least some economic activity and some growth to see growth in something like storage sheds and see that demand. That's people that are wanting to stay here and put some things aside. And so we've seen a fair amount of that. You know, we have seen some apartment complexes and some other things for the first time in quite a while. We've seen some multi-unit projects. Some of those have been subsidized projects. But we're starting to see a few as well that are market rate, that are privately funded. And I think seeing that kind of growth, we talk all the time about downtown. But there are a lot of things going on around the other portions of Reading here, especially on an industrial basis, an industrially zoned property. I think the one that everybody's got the big question mark about, both in the short term and the intermediate term, is, of course, retail and office. And how many people are going to be able to work remotely, what that's going to do to office and to retail space.
Well, it's interesting in that, you know, I keep reading about the retailers that may go under. And so right now is a critical time with the holiday season. I know people are trying to shop local and do that. You know, Macy's, I read about JCPenney, you know, and I'm hoping that they don't go out of business. But brick and mortar right now compared to, you know, you can get online and order anything you need. But personally, I prefer to go see what I'm buying. And so I don't do that, but I'm old school. But, you know, it'll be interesting downtown here with the bottom floors being retail and office to see how they fill up. I think that, you know, there's all this activity and that's encouraging and good to see. But, you know, let's see how they rent. You know, I'm not sure what they're asking and what market value will dictate, but it'll be interesting to see. And if they fill up, parking to me is still the issue down here. I think we've created something that people want to come and see, but, you know, in Reading, this is Reading, not Davis. So I, you know, I know they're talking bicycles and when they mention Uber or ride sharing to come downtown, I don't think that's reality. So, you know, and everything's going to be paid for parking. So we'll see how that works out.
No, I think that's going to be critical. And you do mention too, I mean, with regards to the retail and that type of space, you know, just bringing this up again here today, we've kind of mentioned it here on the show this morning a couple of times. We've got 7 shopping days till Christmas. I spoke about the gift my wife got for me earlier this year, and that I was for the first time ever a week ahead, or had all my Christmas shopping done a week before Christmas. But I think it does emphasize the point and the importance of shopping local. We've got these local businesses, so many of which are struggling right now. Anyway, and in some cases, we're going to have to go out of our way to do it in order to shop local. Sure, you can just on your phone and sit there on the couch and have something delivered to you in a day or two. You know, you can get up, put your shoes on, and put on a coat, go down to a local shop, and go and try and visit that local store, visit that local restaurant, visit some of these local places. Certainly looking across the street today at La Cabana, which is right across, right through the window here, we can see it. You know, those poor folks had their house recently burned down. I know the mother and father are in down at UC Davis. They're just having a difficult year to begin with. I think that they have started to maybe reopen for takeout today. But looking at a lot of these local retailers, local businesses, so critical, if we can, to get down to those local businesses, to frequent them. Because not only will we lose that character that the local businesses really provide in our town and in our community, but we will also lose out entirely. And again, we're going to end up with a bunch of vacant retail space and a bunch of vacant first floor buildings, which, as everyone knows, as soon as you start going down that path, the next thing you start seeing is more increased crime, more transients, more squatters, more people in there. And that's, you know, we have enough of that already. That's our number one priority we're really trying to fight here in Reading. But every time a retailer goes out of business, it becomes a new target. And everybody knows the broken window theory. They start going down that path. So very important to shop locally and go to all the local retailers that you can. With that, we're going to take our final break here. Once again, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Cameron and Bruce Middleton.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. Now I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet.
To me, hope is excitement and relief.
I would recommend the hotline, just knowing that there's someone to talk to vent to that tells you that you're not alone.
I hope it will bring parents closer together.
It's an awesome resource that we have available, and it already has been useful.
Things are different now, but I still love them probably even more than I did before it started.
Give us a call at 530-710-8609.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Golden Valley Bank, our mission is to create a truly unique local banking experience. We understand how important it is to be known and heard by your bank. That's why we take the time to connect with you and the community you live in. When you bank with us, we put your money back into our community by supporting local nonprofits who provide services for those that need it most. Golden Valley Bank, a bank built for business, a bank built for community, a bank built for you. Learn more at goldenvalley.bank. Member FDIC.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your local neighborhood health food store. We are dedicated to the healthy lifestyle, and we strive for a high standard to carry organic, GMO-free, and clean, healthy products.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
We have certified nutritionists on staff that take pride in helping you. Supporting local, we are all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading is part of Operation Holiday Salute and wants to take a moment to thank our veterans for their service. Quick and Clean Car Wash has the perfect stocking stuffer. Car wash coupons or choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading.
Outstanding. Good morning, KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, here for our final segment. Thanks again, Jared. Great intro. Cameron Middleton here, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott this morning on vacation. Well-deserved. Of course, they better be back in here first thing Monday morning and work through Christmas, I assume, having a little bit of time off here. So we have Bruce Middleton in as our guest this morning with House of Realty. Been going over a lot of the factors here with the commercial and residential real estate markets in Reading, a lot of the factors that are influencing that, and trying to take a look here as well at some of the factors that we might be looking at next year in terms of what's going to affect both the residential market, the commercial market, and really the overall health of the economics here in Reading. We've had for years here a boom and bust cycle in Reading and Shasta County going back to the 1800s, starting with the mining industry that we've had here and then the timber industry. And really what we've seen substantially in recent years is our construction industry. And I think looking at our construction industry, specifically home construction, but also commercial and industrial construction, has really been a major driver and indicator of the economic situation here in Shasta County. And, Dad, as you mentioned before, we had a very robust construction industry here in 2003, 2004, 2005, 2006, 2007. In there, we had construction was a major portion of our economic pie here in Shasta County. And then with the Great Recession and the credit crisis, it all went away. And we really were down to very few general contractors doing anything in town. And then the other part was the subcontractors. And a lot of those subcontractors went away, and you still had some left, but it becomes an issue when we have another boom like we're having, and we're having a need for new housing, a need for new commercial and industrial space, and we don't have the subcontractors and the people and the labor and the workers to do this.
I think if you check the numbers back in 06 and whatever, I think currently we have about 50% of subcontractors that we had back then. I mean, that was an absolute boom. Everything was going, and a lot of them left for greener pastures. I also, talking about retail, I there's some irony here. Having been born in Reading in the 40s And in the 60s, J.C. Penney's was on Market Street, and this was the Market Hub. And then the move to the Mount Shasta Mall, and I remember when that started and was created. And now with this downtown boom that we're seeing and bringing, you know, hopefully retail here as well as, you know, office and residential. But you know, I see the Mount Shasta Mall like it is nationwide. They're suffering. And these malls are having to repurpose themselves in order to stay above water. And you look at the old Sears store that now is a number of stores, and that's happening nationwide. If you don't repurpose, these malls sooner or later close. And now having retail move somewhat back downtown, and what we're doing is what it used to be 50 years ago. 55, 60 years ago. And so, you know, I like what's happening downtown. Once again, my concern is the parking. But, you know, and if Penny's were to go out, I think you would see they'd do the same thing with that space that they did with Sears. And that's the only way that, you know, they can continue on. But hopefully, you know, everybody will survive and do well. You know, the mall's a tremendous asset and brings in a lot of tax dollars. So.
Well, and I think that's also a factor, too, is in terms of long term, you know, cities really do rely heavily on sales tax, and certainly our general fund for the city of Redding and even for Shasta County government really rely on sales tax too. And I know there's a concern overall is in terms of sales tax, what are we going to see here moving forward? And are we going to have those sales tax dollars? I think at least with the construction industry, that's certainly something where you see, you know, it's a good, healthy economic driver. You know, it's having that employment base. And certainly right now, we know a lot of subcontractors, whether it's roofers, plumbers, electricians, others who are just dying to get some qualified help and get some real workers and some people that will come. That's really, I think, one of the number one things that's brought up. I know the Chamber and I think it's Golden Valley Bank do a bit of an economic snapshot each quarter here in Shasta County. And in that economic snapshot, they look at that, and that is commonly the number one issue that employers bring up. So it's good to at least have that portion of the demand where we need good help, we need good workers, we have the ability to employ people. I think for the first time I can ever remember, Shasta County in the Redding area, our unemployment rate is below the state average. We are always traditionally 2 to 3 points above the state average on unemployment, whatever it is. And right now, our unemployment rate is about 2 points lower than the state average, even with COVID, even with everything going on. And, you know, with a construction industry, you don't want to see a complete boom and bust. You want to see a good, constant, you know, forward, steady construction industry in this area. I remember back in 06, 07, right in there, there were people, you know, saying, hey, I want to go build a house and, you know, I'm going to go spec a house. I'm going to go do this because the real estate market was so hot. You know, there were people we were running into that, you know, they thought a 2x4 was something you ordered at In-N-Out. So, you know, they really just they had no idea about what building a house was or building a commercial building or anything else. And some of them really got caught and ended up losing, you know, a substantial amount of money in the end. But I, you know, certainly to see that, I think that's probably the most encouraging sign going into 2021 is that at least some of these, you know, primary economic drivers in our area, we're doing better than the state. We are than the state average. We've got some momentum. We've got some things going on. I think certainly the COVID issue is a big one. Looking at our small businesses, a lot of our, again, our small independent retailers and our restaurants industry is really tremendous. And I think if we can you know, we can get those businesses across the finish line, get them done, get them through this, and it'll make sure we do everything we can to help them survive and get through. We'll have a very good local economy as we exit out of this, and hopefully that'll translate to a better overall housing market.
I think Shasta Builders Exchange is starting trade classes again. I remember 15, 20 years ago, they were teaching trades to a number of people, and that's what we need to get going again. And people wanting a job and learning a trade, that's the ideal place to do it. And there is great, great demand for all trades right now. And hopefully we'll get an influx of people. Redding's still affordable compared to Sacramento Bay Area. People will come up here and go to work, and you know, I see good things happening.
Yeah, and I think that's critical moving into 2021. We've got incredible pressures going on right now with COVID and what it's causing, but I think if we can, you know, stick it out as a community, get through this, huge issue we have, help out these local and small businesses, get through it, I think we can have some green pastures on the other side of the hill here if we keep moving that forward. So with that, I really want to thank all the listeners today for being on with us, and want to thank you again to Carl and Linda Bott for letting me come on and cover for today. Hope you guys have a great vacation. The rest of you have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.